Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The Hand of the Lord. Ezra 7, verse 6. This Ezra came up from Babylon, and he was a skilled scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. The king granted him all his request, according to the hand of the Lord, his God, upon him. From time to time, I speak with people who only read New Testament passages. It shocks me, but at the same time saddens me. There are so many times in the Old Testament where we see the hand of God at work in the lives of those who place their trust in Him. I truly believe that we cannot understand the New Testament without a foundational knowledge of the Old Testament. The Ezra in today's scripture was a scribe who had been in captivity in Babylon. He was faithful to the Lord regardless of where he was, but Ezra's heart was always in Jerusalem. It was not because of his outstanding abilities that the king's heart was swayed, but it was because the hand of the Lord, his God, was upon him. The people of God through all ages who have placed their trust in the Lord God, have felt His hand upon their lives. That does not mean that their life is easy and without difficulty. As a matter of fact, sometimes the people of God are called upon to suffer more than others. So what is the benefit of placing our trust in God? The benefit is being used by Him. If you really want life to count for eternity, trust God with and for everything. Do not try to consider some things small and some things large. In God's sight, everything we do for Him is huge. The things of this world will pass away. Our efforts may seem insignificant, but if we act in obedience, it will please God and bring eternal value to us. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.